Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou near. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. And I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, teach me thy will, and thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Savior, I come to
the shield of faith. I receive your gift of salvation. I rejoice in the gift of your grace. In my weakness now I come, Lord. Be my strength and be my song.
in my need I seek your help, Lord. I am weak, but you are strong. I am weak, but you are strong.
Father's mercy from his light house evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar, eager are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you say. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother, some poor sailor tempest tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
binds the broken, hides the weak. New beginnings freely offered. Who can make us whole again? God who heals us.
God who heals us.
God of power.
God of power.
God of ages.
Try so hard, miserable and tired. endure the pain and gave your life to free us.
So till life is gone, I'll carry on.
I'll carry not for selfish gain.
Not for selfish gain. Teach me, oh Lord, to follow you.
Selfish gain, I follow you, Lord Jesus. You endured the pain and gave your life to free us.
So till life is gone, I'll carry
not for selfish gain. Not for selfish gain.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, Why the Horn Honked. Psalm 18. Verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." During high school, I lived in Kearney, Oklahoma. One summer, I worked in Oklahoma City about an hour away painting new houses for a paint contractor. Each day, I would make the hour-long trip with a neighbour. He always drove, and I would sleep. At the end of the summer, my neighbour said, "You know, Dwayne, I've got to take off for this last week of your summer vacation, so you're going to have to drive by yourself." Of course, I was excited about that. I had a brand new, or new to me, black 56 Ford coupe, and I liked driving it. "I'm going to have fun driving my Ford," I thought. I drove to work those first couple of days, probably a little too fast. In Oklahoma, there were lots of oil field trucks that carried huge loads of pipes and other equipment. You have to watch for them, so I probably wasn't being as careful as I should have been. One morning, as I was driving along, all of a sudden, my beautiful to me, used but nice black 56 Ford stopped. It just stopped, and the horn honked. "That's strange," I thought. I got out and raised the hood, but I couldn't see anything. "I don't know what's wrong with it," I sighed. I picked up my lunch pail, and about that time another driver came by. "Yeah, I'll take you on to work," he said, so I climbed in. Less than half a mile down the road, we came to an intersection. Our road went straight through, while the cross traffic had to stop. A hill came down to the stop sign, and an oil field truck had just run that stop sign. He couldn't stop because he had a big load. He had hit a woman coming from the other direction, and she was dead. Now I was sure that the Lord had stopped my car just before I got to the corner where the truck was coming. I would have been coming in the correct direction and at the right time to be in the middle of that accident. I found out later that it was a battery cable that came loose and caused my Ford to stop. I may know why the car stopped, but no one has ever been able to figure out why the horn honked. Personally, I think an angel honked the horn and stopped my car. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 589. The strong arm to smite the rebellious will be strong to deliver the loyal. Everyone who is faithful will be saved. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, verse 31. Why the Horn Honked was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Alfred Nobel in 1866 invented the most stable explosive power known to mankind at that time, and he named it dynamite, the word which he borrowed from the Greek word dunamis, which means power. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the gospel of Christ is referred to as the dunamis, the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Yes, the same Greek word used for dynamite. Does the gospel really have that much power? In Romans chapter 1 verse 4, we read that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with the dunamis power of his resurrection from the dead. The dunamis power of God gives life. You too can have the dunamis, the dynamite power of God in your life. How, may you ask? By faith in the gospel of Christ your Savior. I'm Etienne McClintock for In a Bible Minute, where God can change your life in a moment and in the blink of an eye.